with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's a soggy Christmas cleanup for Southern California.
Heavy rains and strong winds from powerful winter storms this week brought the wettest Christmas season in years to Southern California, triggering widespread mudslides and debris flows that left homes halfway filled with mud. The National Weather Service is still cautioning residents to stay vigilant even as the rains subside, warning that there is still a risk of more flash flooding and mudslides. Firefighters rescued over 100 people Christmas Day in Los Angeles County. LA police say they responded to more than 350 traffic collisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against forces of the Islamic State group in Nigeria after spending weeks accusing the West African country's government of failing to rein in the targeting of Christians. In a Christmas evening post on his social media site Thursday, Trump did not provide details or mention the extent of damage caused by the strikes in the northwestern state of Sokoto. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ were down by 20 points, the S&P 500 lower by 2. This is SRN News. The military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to just 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man living as a woman and is employed by the National Security Agency is suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order he claims violates federal civil rights law. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government to recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. SRN News. The post-Christmas rush is on, Bob Agnew reports.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agnew report.
The developers of a Virginia offshore wind project are asking a federal judge to block a Trump administration order that halted construction of their project, along with four others, over national security concerns. Dominion Energy Virginia said in its lawsuit filed late Tuesday that the government's order is arbitrary and unconstitutional. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.